how you do or something like that.
Good morning. How are you this morning? Could it be my air conditioning?
I don't think so. It wasn't doing that before. Well, let's just see if it'll straighten itself out. But what about, let's say if you were introduced to a stranger, what might you say to him just in the way of greeting?
Well, I'd say, somebody introduced me to a stranger, I'd say, well, hello, I'm so glad to know you.
Okay.
I'm so glad to meet you.
How you do or something like that.
Something that effect.
What about if somebody is leaving after a visit, what might you say to them if you want them to come back sometime?
I'd say, will you please come back when you're in town or when you're up this way, we'll come back to see us.
Right. Come again,
something
like that. Right. What would you say to somebody by way of greeting them around December 25th?
Merry Christmas.
What is it you're supposed to say to a person when you first see them on Christmas Day?
Christmas gift. And we did that all of my life. Christmas Eve gift and Christmas gift.
Is that right?
My mother and daddy was married on Christmas Eve day, and it was usually Christmas Eve gift and happy anniversary.
And what would you say to somebody around January 1st?
Happy New Year.
Now you say Christmas gift on Christmas Day. Have you ever heard anybody say anything like that on New Year's Day?
No.
Never have?
I just say Happy New Year.
Okay. Let's say somebody has done you a favor, you might say, well, I'm much
obliged. I thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. What about, if somebody asks you to do something and you're not sure whether you're going to have time or not, you might say, well, I'll have time.
If I have time, I will. If I can work that in, I'll do it.
Okay. What about, let's say, you might say you need to get a few things. I need to go downtown to do some
shopping.
Uh-huh. And when you buy something, at the store somewhere, the storekeeper will get a piece of paper and he'll
wrap it up.
And when you get home with the package, you'll have to
unwrap it.
What about if a store is selling things at less than what they paid for them? You say they're selling at a...
They have a sale or selling it at a discount.
They'd be selling it at a loss or something.
At a loss, uh-huh. Yeah, that's right. Not many people do that, though.
Afraid not. What about if you saw a very nice dress in a store window and you might say to yourself, well, that sure is nice, but I can't buy it because
it's too expensive. It's too high. Cost too much.
Yeah. And about the first of the month, you say that the bills are...
The bills are due. Yeah. I got to pay the bills.
And if you belong to some clubs, you have to pay the
dues.
If you wanted to buy a new car and you didn't have the money on hand, you might go to your banker and try to
buy it.
And you probably heard the expression that good workers are getting mighty.
Good workers are getting mighty scarce.
What about if, boy ran down a springboard at the boom, you know? You say that he did what?
He dived off.
Okay. What about if you dive in the water and land right flat on your stomach? You call that a what?
A belly